Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. Welcome to Stock Talk. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media, and our coverage continues from the floor of the Extraordinary Future Conference in Vancouver. The Extraordinary Future Conference covers today's most important developments and disruptive headlines in science, tech, and culture, so investors can position themselves to profit in these sectors. Joining me today is Prad Shaker. He is the CEO of CB2 Insights, and CB2 trades under the symbol CBII on the Canadian Securities Exchange. Welcome, Prad.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good. It's a bit of a rainy day in Vancouver, but I'm glad that you could join us.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to see it yet. It's been inside this conference all day.
Well, actually, you're probably lucky. Oh. It's not good out there.
Okay,
so Prad, tell our investors a little bit of background on CB2. I know you guys just started trading in March, so It's a relatively new play in the space, and it's kind of exciting. So give them some insight into what you've been up to since you first listed.
Yeah, sure. So the company was founded back in 2015 by my co-founder, Kash Qureshi, and myself. We've had tremendous growth over the last 4 years by way of, opportunities in Canada and the U.S. Of course, the biggest milestone for us this year was going public on the CSE in March.
For sure.
We as a company have always focused on execution. It's always been our modus. And we, our purpose of execution is really around where do we see the business in the next 5 years? Where does this business grow to? And how do we effectively build the infrastructure to get there? And there's one thing we've always been consistent of, which is our focus on the sector is less to do with cannabis itself, but more to do with the medical aspects of cannabis and how it fits into the greater healthcare sector. One of our commitments that we had made when going public was continuing to expand the multiple areas of operations that we have, but primarily the focus on our clinical operations division. So the company is split into three categories. We've got clinical operations, where we build patient networks through owned opportunities and now consulting. We have technology and analytics, and then we have a research division as well. So when we went public, the commitment was we want to continue to expand our market share. We have a huge presence in the U.S. We grow through acquisition, grow through organic development. So some of the major milestones that we've hit from that division have been in the areas of acquisitions, as we've committed to. And so since going public, we've acquired three new clinical groups in the U.S., each showing accretive growth in revenues, reduction in costs and scalability, improvements in operational efficiency, and we've shown success in maintaining the cultural integration between the organizations as well, which I think is important to outline management's expertise in conducting M&As, but also making them successful post consolidation as well. Some of the other major really inflection points that have happened for us have been in the areas of technology and data. And so investors have always asked us, growing patient networks is great if you're looking to be a clinical roll-up, but what about the data? Like, how do you value data?
Right.
And so, we've been speaking about companies like Flatiron Health that, sold to Roche last year for about $2 billion, and the per patient value was $1,000 per patient. But then the question became, well, how do you value the per patient in cannabis? And our early conversations were, we're at the dance, but we're not ready. The other partner's not there yet. And the market for licensed producers hadn't fully realized the value of data within the space.
Right.
And it's been exciting because in the last 4 months, you're starting to see this evolution of data come into people's conversations. And it doesn't hurt that, now the FDA is actually starting to make, claims against companies that are making false claims on CBD products, for example. And these are all examples of how if you had the proper data to substantiate your products, You would have never run into these issues to begin with.
Very true.
So now the partners are coming to the dance and we're excited because we're there, we're prepared. We've built infrastructures for this. We've invested in technology and research all these years. And we're very excited because now we're able to start looking as to how we're going to commercialize this. And more importantly, how we can tell shareholders, look, we didn't do all this for nothing. Our hypothesis, our thesis that you need to validate medical cannabis products is starting to unfold. So, over the last few months, we've signed partnerships now. One of our biggest contracts was in the UK with a company called Drug Science, which is a large independent research organization that's now licensing our technology platform as their exclusive database for their 20,000 patient 3-year clinical trial study that They'll be doing in the UK.
Yep.
all goes to show that technology as a core of our platform is going to support really the space of clinical trials and data within the industry. We've now got, you know, a significant amount of pipeline revenue being built up in terms of proposals out the door to licensed producers who are seeing the value. And we need to be able to take our products to doctors and educate them on what our products are doing. And it's not enough that we can just say 100 people used it and they felt fine. We actually need to put rigorous clinical protocols to this. And so we need to run it through clinical trials. We need to publish this data. And who, you know, who can do this for us? Go to an academic institution, or we can turn to a group like CB2 Insights that has developed large patient networks to recruit patients quickly, has the expertise in running clinical trials end to end, has a full-scale CRO, and has the technology to run the analytics for us, so that not only are we capturing good data, but we can use this data to help formulate new products and right. help us in the R&D development of new formulated drugs. And it's been an exciting few months, especially the last few months. But more importantly, you know, it's only been 6 months since we've gone public, but, you know, we're excited that we've been able to hit milestones that we've committed to in terms of acquisitions, in terms of revenue growth. But we're also now starting to validate the value per patient, where we're seeing the likelihood of a per patient data file being in the sector between $1,000 and $1,500 per patient based right. on the types of contracts we're putting out. And that guidance allows us to be able to be more validated in conversations and saying, you know, a company with 100,000 patients today in CB2 Insights could be worth $150 million in revenue in the next 5 years by commercializing on these data assets.
Makes
so
sense.
Very
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah, it makes sense. Great to validate based on numbers. I mean, it's factual.
The proof is
it's
in the
there.
Pudding.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Yeah, and data is king. You need to know what to do with it, though, right.
right?
And
of
how
course.
To utilize that and how to read that appropriately.
Of course.
So, I mean, that's fantastic what you guys are doing. Okay, great. That was excellent background and I think very robust information on
Sorry,
the company
did I say
as
too
a
much?
Whole. No,
okay.
it was fantastic. It was very informative. So tell investors now what they can look forward to with CB2 in the next, say, 6 to 12 months. It sounds like you've got a lot on the go. So what are some milestones that they can look for?
You know, I've received feedback from a number of very successful CEOs that have always said, Pride, be careful. Be careful how you provide guidance in terms of where the company goes, because you want to create enough room for a business to mature, especially in a market like cannabis that's not so well matured itself. And so we see ourselves as a life sciences and technology play. We operate in the cannabis sector. It's where we specialize in, based on cannabis-based medicines. I always look to say, how can we comp ourselves to something investors can touch and feel and say, this is where the company is headed.
Yeah.
And so I've been using Flatiron until now because it helps to validate the per data model. But I think it's important for investors to see, how are we going to build our company over the next 5 to 10 years so that we will become a leading player in the space? And so I've started to introduce new names to our story. And I've started to talk about companies like IQVIA or MedPace or PRA Health, which are multi-billion-dollar market cap companies on the NASDAQ, mm-hmm. and they're research and technology companies providing services to big pharma. So when Pfizer wants to bring a new product to market, they recruit their services. A lot of what we are trying to do in the cannabis space is trying to serve the drug manufacturers of our industry, which right. is licensed producers.
Yep.
So there's a very prescriptive model to these businesses. There's clear business models that they've evolved over the last 10 years. And for CB2 Insights, we're not really creating anything novel. What we're doing is we're creating competitiveness and a moat around our business by simply following the business models of those that have done it very successfully within traditional pharma, and doing it now for an industry that we believe will become traditional pharma
right.
in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And so our focus will be on building patient networks, not just in the US, but we're now doing it in markets like the UK and in Canada and in Colombia. It'll be on leveraging technology so that we become truly the largest. We already are one of the largest aggregators of clinically validated data today. But when the next person wants to design the next formulated product, they're going to say, where do I get my data from?
Yes.
It's going to come from CB2 Insights because yeah. it's medical. It's not recreational. It's not point of sale. It's differentiated.
Yeah.
And then being able to have the services to help these drug companies actually execute on clinical trials, because they're not going to go and hire a CRO themselves, provides us the ability to really be a research platform,
right.
a technology platform yeah. that ultimately grows into one of these large research organizations in a very specific niche and vertical like medical cannabis.
Right. That's just exactly what I was going to say. You've really carved yeah. out a unique niche for
right.
yourself, but that you can really explode into that niche and grow that exponentially.
Exactly.
It's
and,
fantastic.
And it's important to know that there's a formula that we are following.
Right. You know,
we're not building this in the dark. We understand
right.
what we need to build, and we've done it before. And we're now just starting to you know, reapply something that's already worked.
Excellent. Wow. Excellent. Okay, great. So just finally, can you tell our investor audience about the current valuation of your stock and why you think CB2 is one to watch and a good buy right now?
Sure. I mean, I smile because you asked me this before and I said, I haven't actually seen my stock today and I try not to. I mean, our goal here is to execute in the long term.
Yeah.
And management's very much focused on being able to see the long-term value here. We're not in this for a quick game. So our stock today trades at, I think, about 14 cents, significantly lower than our go public price. We recognize that.
Yeah.
But we also recognize that what's important is fundamentals of a business. Profitability, revenue, growth, milestones, making sure management hits it quarter after quarter, which is what we focus on.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we think it's an opportunity as well to start to position the company towards the investor base that we believe will be more aligned with our business model and the model that we think companies like CB2 will deliver to a global medical cannabis sector.
Right.
So, you know, that we see that, you know, as context resulting in what happened, but definitely an opportunity moving forward. And we are definitely going to make sure that the company continues to execute on its promise.
Excellent. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today, Pratt. It's been wonderful to hear some insights into CB2 Insights. So thank you for sharing.
Well, no, it's my pleasure. That. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Again, I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stockhouse Tech and Cannabis Sector Podcast from the floor of Extraordinary Future 2019. Thanks so much for listening. Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Dealroom on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.